Drug dealers have been using social media sites, especially Snapchat, to market fentanyl to children. Some lawmakers want tech companies held liable for that. Here's NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann.
3 years ago, Amy Neville went to her son Alex's bedroom and found him lying dead on a beanbag chair.
That amazing child who could do anything that he set his mind to was gone.
Alex was 14. He overdosed on fentanyl. Neville told her family's story to a House panel Wednesday in Washington. She described how Alex fell into drug use using Snapchat.
It was on Snapchat that Alex was able to visit with dealers and other users. It was on Snapchat that he set up a deal to get pills. It was on Snapchat that he made plans to have the dealer drive up to our house so Alex could sneak out for a couple of minutes one night and get anything he wanted.
The dealer who sold a fentanyl-laced pill to Alex was never caught or prosecuted. Snap, the company that makes Snapchat, hasn't acknowledged any role in his death. Neville testified that social media platforms aren't being held accountable for putting kids like her son at risk. She and other witnesses called for changes to a part of federal law known as Section 230. Section 230 shields social media companies from most civil lawsuits linked to content on their platforms that's created by users, including users dealing drugs.
The question isn't whether tech is completely responsible for illicit drug sales. They aren't.
That's Congressman Kelly Armstrong, a Republican from North Dakota.
The question is what duty we should impose on those platforms to mitigate illegal illicit drug sales. The answer can no longer be 230's near total immunity.
Critics at this hearing said immunity from civil lawsuits has allowed social media companies to focus on the profits that come from attracting and engaging young people rather than focusing on safety. Laura Marquez Garrett is an attorney with a group called the Social Media Victims Law Center that's suing Snap.
We have a client who literally drove to Snap's physical address because she was trying to report a dealer who killed her son. She could not get through to anyone. She could not find a 1-800 number.
Witnesses also testified that tech companies are slow to cooperate with law enforcement. Much of the criticism fell on Snap, and the company acknowledges drug dealers are targeting kids on their platform for one reason.
This is where young people are, right? This is where teens come to communicate and to connect with their friends.
Jennifer Stout is Snap's vice president for global public policy. She says the company is working to identify and shut down accounts opened by drug dealers and getting better at cooperating with law enforcement.
In recent months, we have only increased our investments here to help us strengthen our ability to fulfill law enforcement requests for information. We prioritize these based on urgency. We respond to emergency disclosure requests, often in less than 30 minutes.
But fentanyl deaths are rising fast among teenagers and children, and most experts agree social media platforms have made fentanyl-laced pills easily accessible to kids. Wednesday's hearing shows Congress and tech companies face intense pressure to make children safer when they go online. Brian Mann, NPR News.